Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Loniker sharing with you again today. We are looking into the inspired Word of God to see how we can please Him. Hebrews 11, verse 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Yesterday, we looked at the subject of justification. By faith, we are justified, declared not guilty. Today, we are going to look at another key aspect of faith that pleases God. Faith in Jesus Christ our Lord for our righteousness. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and of Jesus our Lord. The Apostle Peter was someone who obtained righteousness of God and of Jesus our Lord through faith. And the same way, we receive our righteousness by faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 10, verse 1 through 4, this is what the Apostle Paul writes. He says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth." You know, Paul is writing this about Israel, how they go about to establish their own righteousness and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Earlier in the week, I mentioned that there are 4,200 different faiths in the world, and most are ignorant of God's righteousness, and in many ways are going about to establish their own righteousness and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Have you submitted yourself to the righteousness of God and of Jesus our Lord? Or are you ignorant and going about to establish your own? The Apostle Paul, at one time in his life, was ignorant about the righteousness of God, and he was going about to establish his own. When we read about this in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 5 and 6, he was going about to establish his own righteousness before God. He says this, "I was circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, and being made conformable unto his death." In verse 5 and 6, he talks about how at one time in his life he went about to establish his own righteousness. But when he came to Christ, he counted those things as loss. He counted them as dung, that he may win Christ and be found in him, it says, "and not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." And so that is the only way that you and I also can have righteousness, when true righteousness, when it is the righteousness of God through the faith of Christ. And so we look at Romans chapter 4, verse 1 through 8. "What shall we say then? That Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh hath found. For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is a reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Notice in verse 6 we read, blessed is the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness. And then in verse 8 we read, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. This word impute means to put down to a person's account. For example, before I was converted or born again, all God saw in my account was sin. But when I got born again, not only was I justified, as we talked about yesterday, declared not guilty, God also put the righteousness of Jesus Christ into my account. There was a trade made. My sin was imputed unto Jesus Christ, and his righteousness, his perfect righteousness, was imputed into my account. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. This is exciting to me. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Dear listener, have you submitted yourself unto the righteousness of God by faith in Jesus Christ and his righteousness? This kind of faith pleases God. If you go about to establish your own righteousness, you will not be ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb. And so I want to thank you for listening today. Tomorrow we will look at another aspect of faith that pleases God. Lord bless.